Can meditation, specifically jhana meditation, overcome serious physical pain? So I'm not a jhana expert. I think practicing with pain, what Ajahn Chah teaches is maintaining a consistent mindfulness does result in samma samadhi, right samadhi. So when it comes to working with pain, you just have to see the pain as the pain without reacting. And if you can, separating the awareness, separating from the feeling, like knowing it without reacting to it. And so we can train in using painful feelings, just as we can train in using pleasant feelings, to allow the mind to pull back or pull inwards more and more, away from identifying with feelings. If a person is in a jhanic absorption, there won't be awareness of pain actually. The mind is full of certain type of rapture or a certain type of tranquility, which is steady and stable. So there won't be any physical pain in a jhanic state. So yes, if you can accomplish that kind of samadhi, you won't be feeling much pain. But we all have to practice with the pain. I don't like to put much focus on trying to attain jhana. I like to put an emphasis on the consistent mindfulness. And then whatever samadhi occurs, it's okay. It's just a matter of keeping on doing it. The samadhi will deepen. And, you know, if the mind's peaceful, you just know it's peaceful. You don't need to give it a name. You don't need to give it a grade. And you just keep returning to whatever peacefulness you have, and that peacefulness deepens. And if you do attain to a jhana, there won't be a signpost. There won't be any rewards. Nobody will come and clap. It's a very personal, inward experience. And now wondering whether we have it or whether we don't have it, that's an interesting thing to observe. And it's like, because we want something. And it's good to understand that the three types of craving, what the Buddha explained in the Second Noble Truth, being the cause of suffering. So we have to have a healthy sense of aspiration, and we have to work hard, because we care for ourselves and we don't want to suffer. But we have to be careful about the desire mind and bringing that to our practice, wanting jhana, trying to get jhana. There can also be a lot of self in it. So when you train with consistency of mindfulness, you're developing insights into not-self and you're letting go into peacefulness. And that peacefulness will become jhana, just as Lord Buddha said in the Anapanasati Sutta, the factors of enlightenment, one of which is samadhi, are developed through practicing breath meditation, but we just keep practicing it, and whatever amount of peacefulness arises is that's the amount of peacefulness that you have, and then you just keep doing it, and the peacefulness gets deeper and deeper at its own pace, and it doesn't matter what we call it. So, someone else was asking, if I feel deep samadhi, and also after that feel that the mind is lifting up or not feeling anything in the body, is that a state of jhana? So this is difficult for me to say exactly what kind of peacefulness or exactly what kind of experience you're having. I know that in the state that they call upajara samadhi, which is that state very close to jhana, this can be a very spacious, a very pleasant mind state where there's very little thoughts and those thoughts are very wholesome. And different people experience rapture differently. Some people can feel a sense of weight and heaviness, but it's not unpleasant. It's more like being a mountain. And there's this lovely sense of firmness, groundedness, solidity, and it just feels really nice. Other people might feel like they're floating. So other people might just feel really big, the sense of the body becoming really big. All of that is probably occurring in the upajara stage, which is before jhana, but very close to jhana. So jhana would have a very pronounced sense of having let go, as a very pronounced sense of viveka, solitude, established sense of aloofness, a really, really clear, unmoving quality of collectedness. So if you're experiencing the spaciousness and feeling above it all for a few minutes, it's probably not the jhana experience. But if it's something that you can experience for a long time, then it might be. I met a lovely lady under the Bodhi tree, a Sri Lankan lady. She was about 70. And we were both meditating a lot, and I noticed her. She noticed me. We were friends, Kalyanamitta there under the tree. And she said to me, after I bowed and I was going off to have lunch, she said, "Bhante, can I ask you a question?" I said, "Yes." She said, "I'm trying to practice Anapanasati, but what happens is after a few breaths, I just see this light and I can't feel my breath anymore. And it stays like that for a very long time. But I'm trying to practice breath meditation. Am I doing it wrong?" So I was very happy for her. And that is one of the reasons one practices breath meditation, is that it can lead to that kind of state of... I believe that she did have jhana. I was observing her body language, so she was just like a rod. There was no nodding. And her experience of it being a very bright. And so I was encouraging her to investigate when she came out of the experience. And she didn't need to focus too much on breath meditation. She needed rather to use the concentration that she had to contemplate her body. And so she was doing that, and she found that she could hold up awareness of teeth and just stay with that for an hour. And she said to me, "Bhante, I want to be enlightened this lifetime." And I said, "Very good. Go for it." And so it's nice to meet these kind of people. They are out there. People who offer a lot of dana and practice very sincerely and keep meditating, things get better. But for us, we practice meditation until we have that kind of experience. Some people see light, others don't. Others get just a sense of empty space. It's kind of a feeling nimitta rather than a visual nimitta. But it all comes in its own time from consistent practice. And like I said, it doesn't matter so much what level it is. What matters is that you use the energy that you get to keep investigating the nature of the body and letting go of your attachment to it, and letting go to your attachments to your thoughts and your feelings and your opinions, and then that will help the samadhi to deepen and deepen. Okay. Sounds like some people are getting some nice results anyway. That's nice.